All right, today I'm going to be reading out of Romans chapter 12 and verses 9 through 21. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love. In honor, giving preference to one another. Not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer, distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality. Bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice, and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath, for it is written, "Vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, you will heap coals of fire on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." Amen. Good word. I love how the word gives us instructions how to live. I remember one time having a whole different idea of what humble was, that we're to associate with those and not to set ourselves on high things. I understand that now. I strove for the higher things in life most of my life. Whether I achieved it or not is another thing. But associating with the humble doesn't necessarily mean the poor. We're talking about humble in heart, humble before God. You don't have to be poor to be humble, but he does encourage us to be humble. Amen? That's where true living begins. And if no one else heard this, I'm speaking to myself, okay? Just for the record.